Good morning, Masechet Megillah, Daf Chet, starting a new perek, Chatat Ha'Of. The Mishnah says like this, Chatat Ha'Of, Mo'alin Bo, Mishe Hukdasha. Are you, Ellen? Right, Mishe Hukdasha. Right, and Rashi says, it wasn't Mishe Hukdasha, Chatat Mishe Hukdasha, Bepeh. From the moment that you Magdishet Bepeh. Okay, well, this was part of the discussion that she last night.
Is it everything?
It appears not, because Kochai Kalim, for example, there's no Me'ilah until after the Zrika, remember? Kochai Kochim, there was Me'ilah until the Zrika. Kochai Kalim was only Me'ilah on the Amorim after the Zrika. And now Chatat Ha'Of is from Kedushat Peh. We actually discussed in the Shir last night. Is there Me'ilah on a Kochai Kochim mid-Doraita from the moment that you magnish it? For example, the example the Rabbi gave, it's that you're bringing a Korban to the Beit HaMikdash, you decide to ride on it. Would that be Me'ilah? Not sure. With regard to the Chatat Ha'Of, if you could ride it, let's say, there would definitely be Me'ilah. Or if you got the off to carry your basket for you on the way up to the Beit HaMikdash, it would be Me'ilah, according to this Mishnah. So it's a good question, is it on everything? But it appears from the fact that the Mishnah is mentioning it here, that it isn't with everything. Okay, yeah, it's worth looking in the notes if you find anything. But yeah, the Mishnah says, for the moment that you magdish already over on Me'ilah, and the Rashi says, yeah, Bepeh, right? It's the only problem with this, doing the tables this way, so I can't really get close, but anyway, let's make it fold up. Okay. Can't let everything in life. Okay, right? So now, Mishnah is like this. The next halacha is Nimlika. Once you've done Melika, right? That's with the coin's finger. Once you've done Melika, Hukshara Lipasel. Right? It now becomes Mukshar to become Nifsal by, and the Mishnah carries on, Tfulyo Mechusa Kippurim Ubelina. Okay, so once you've done the Melika, now you Mukshar Lipasel. Look at Rashi, yeah, Hukshar Lipasel. Klomar Mishe Nimlika. Nitvasef ba kedusha. She's of the melika, an extra level of kedusha has gone into it now, right? She nifselet im nagaba tfulio mechusa kipurim v'dina. So anybody a mechusa kipurim, that's like a, let's say a mitzora or that has yet brought his korban, right? Or and been to the mikvah tfulyom like a kohen who goes to the mikvah. You know the first mishnah in brachot, right? Be'ematakir nishma b'shachrit mishasha kohen nichsin echolet trumatan. Now they go to the mikvah early. But they have to wait for Arev Shimshon, right? For the sun to go down. So that's called the Tvulyum. They went to the mikveh, they've been to the mikveh, they're waiting for the nightfall. So they're done Tvila, but they still haven't had a full kapara, right? Or Lina. If food, for example, that had stayed overnight, which became pasul, touched this off, it would pasul it. Remember, we've learned this before 100 times, that there's this sort of like inverse relationship. Well, I always get mistaken. Maybe reverse relationship. That the higher the kedusha of the food, right, the lower level it can get of tuma. Remember that? So avia vota tuma, av tuma, original tuma, shenna tuma, shishna tuma. We've seen the original tuma can only metame ochlin and mashkin ka metame kalim. Remember that? And other people, right? And then so then kochim can become metame. Right? That's what's kept here. This becomes kochim. So the Mishnah says, "Klomav Mishlim Nivasevak Shehid Nivsedeba Im Nagaba Tfulio." Becomes pasul though; it doesn't metame something else. Then the Mishnah carries on and says, "Huzadama." Remember, with the Chatat off, we spoke about this as well when we spoke about the korbanot. Where was it in? Where did we learn that was in? Not in Chudim. Where did we learn about the Chatat off and everything? Which Masechet was it?
Well,
Zvachim. It's Zvachim. In Zvachim, we spoke there, we understood that the Chatat Ha'Of, you had to do two things. There was Hazaah and Mitsui, remember? That you sprinkled the blood out of the neck, and then you had to literally push the animal up against the wall of the Mizbeach, and like force out the balance of the blood, remember? So there was Hazaah and there was Mitsui. This Mishnah says that Huzadama Chayavina Lea Mishum Pigu. Notar v'tame v'ein ba me'ilah. So once you've done haza'ah, look at Rashi. The haza'ah de'of kaime b'makom zrika. The haza'ah, right? When you mazi, you like, sprinkle the blood on the off's neck. That's in lieu of zrika, of throwing the blood in a normal korban. So therefore, if the Kohen had the kavona of pigul at the time of Hazaa, that would be like the Kohen having kavona of zrika at the a pigul time of zrika, right? Shechishe bo kol lachen kmo zrika b'debehema. V'shuv nami yesh po isur notar v'tame im nitma. The Hazaa kova b'chayin. Now, the moment you've done the Hazaa, that is the time. From there onwards, the animal goes into a stage of the notar and tame. Okay, the animal meila after that stage any longer. Why no longer meila? Because like with the koche kochim, after the zrika, there's no meila. So too with the koche, with the korban chatata off, after the hazaa, there's no longer meila because now you've got the shat heter for the kohanim. Rashi says, yeah, the kevan de huza dama yeshba heter le kohanim. Okay, so that's a pretty straightforward mishnah. The chirushavi, I think, for us is this idea of the hugda shabape. Right, everything else seems to be paralleled to the other korban. Okay, it was like it's ketani. We learned in the Mishnah, makes a diuk. We saw in the previous sugi as well, in the previous parak. It says we learn over here. What's the Mishnah telling us? That huchshar li pasel, right? That huchshar li pasel. Ah, psule in, aval litmuye lo. Was it becomes pasul? But it doesn't become tame to metame something else. In other words, it stops at that level, right? It doesn't go on. It becomes pasul. We learned that. That when you in the levels of tuma, as you go down the levels of tuma, you eventually get to the end, it becomes pasul, no longer metame anything else. Look at Rashi. About leitmuye lo, shetei tmeya, umetame acherim lo. Does it become tame? Does it metame? It becomes pasul, right? So now the Gemara says, okay, so if we're telling ourselves now, the Mishnah is telling us, that it becomes pasul, it not becomes tameh, so matnitin mani, who's the Tan of our Mishnah? Right, look at Rashi explains this question. Matnitin diktani huchsho li pasel velo li tama. Who's the Mishnah, the Tan Mishnah, who says that this bird, this chatov, becomes pasul and doesn't become tameh, doesn't metameh? Rabbanani, it must be Rabbanan. Right, I'm back in the Gemara. Rabbanani, the Tanya, Abishur Obey. We'll see in a second now a brighter that explains all of this. But look at Rashi quickly because he gives an introduction to that brighter. Hello, Michael. The Amre Keshem Sheposel Tful Yom Ochle Truma Umashke Truma. Just like a Tful Yom is posels Truma and Mashke Truma. Doesn't metame. Remember that? Becomes, it's posel. The Tful Yom can only pass all the Truma. Can't metame. The Truma become tame. Right, kach posel ochle kodesh, de eino metame litame acherim. Okay, so that's what we're saying over here. This tful yom over here is only pasul the kochim, it doesn't metame the kochim. And therefore it ends over there. Won't metame anything else. The tful yom, mechusha kapara, and all those things. Okay, now here comes the proof. How do we know that it is Rabbanan? The Tanya, we got a brighta. The brighta's like this. Abba Shuel Omer, there's three way machloket here in this brighta. Abba Shuel Omer, Tvul yom, right? Tvul yom, tchila lekodesh. So a tvul yom is considered a tchila lekodesh. What does it mean a tchila lekodesh? That's what we will call rishon lekodesh, right? A rishon lekodesh, right? If it touches food, right? We say it is metame the food. When we discussed it a few seconds ago. So Rabbi Abba Shaul is saying it's a rishon lekodesh. Arishon Lekodesh. Arishon Letuma, sorry. So therefore, Arishon Letuma should metame the food. Our Mishnah says it only pasuls the food. So clearly can't be like Abba Shaul. I look at Rashi on the previous Amud. The Abba Shaul omeh tvulium tchilat lekodesh. To have Arishon. See, Rashi says it's Arishon Letuma. Umashvei lekodesh sheini. Therefore, it makes the Kodesh into a sheini Letuma. Doto sheini yoseh shlishi reviba Kodesh. Uposle Letuma. So he says over here, with regard to pot, with kochim, you got rishon, sheini, and shlishi, and only revi'i becomes pasul. Right? And our Mishnah is saying that already, the tvulyom is only posels, not metame. So it's clearly not like Abba Shaul. Rabbi Meir omer, metame er hakodesh, uposel hatruma. Rabbi Meir even says over here, that it's like a sheini. Look at Rashi, yeah? Tehu sheini umashven hakodesh shlishi. That even if it's a chain of the tumah, it will still metame the kochim, but you'll only passel the tumah. So we can see that in our Mishnah either, because a tful yom, according to him, would passel the tumah, would metame the kochim. וחכמים אומרים, כשם שהוא פוסל משקה תרומה ואוכל תרומה, כך הוא פוסל משקה קודש ואוכל קודש. And חכמים say that this is clearly a שלישי, is clearly a שלישי, because that he would only pasul the tumah, so too only pasul the kodshim, he doesn't metame the kodshim. Look at Rashi, the חכמים שפסול, אבל תמויה לא מתמה, והיינו כמתניתים. Okay, so that's pretty straightforward. Metame Mishnah is חכמים. Remember, Betam and Joachim, Mishu Posel Maske, Bochel Trumah, Kachu Posel Maske. Okay. Now, Rava doesn't like this. Ama Rava, La Abba Shaul, La Kohen.
They have the tradition, they obviously, they know the Braytot. They just don't have a tradition of who actually said it.
But no, who said it?
Well, here they're trying to figure out who said it.
No, the Gemara is saying that we've got a, we know, who's the ton of our, they know the Braytot. We've got a Braytot, we've got a Braytot, in the Braytot, the three of Machloket. The Braytot is Abba Shaul, Rabbi Meir and Chachamim. Our Mishnah seems to clearly be going according to Chachamim of the Braita.
Right.
So the Mishnah is telling us who's the Braita or the Mishnah. I'm not sure.
I'm saying that the Gemara is asking a question. Who wrote the Mishnah? Right.
Who's the Tana of the Mishnah?
Right. And they said it's a rabbi. Why is it rabbi? Because that is
Braita. Oh, yeah, the Braita. Right.
I'm saying. Seems like, and now they're
going to see. Kodra Baruch yesterday in the shiur of yesterday, asked a question. He made a statement. He said that the Amoraim, all the Mishnayot and the Braytot were Sdurot Lifnehem. Says they knew them all. Amoraim were expected to know. So I asked the question. I said, well, we've seen sometimes that there's some Amoraim that don't. It says one of the few exceptions is Reish Lakish. So it's quite common that Reish Lakish has holes in his learning. And understandable why, because Reish Lakish was a time who learned a lot, then he abandoned Torah for many, many, many years and came back at a later age. So it's well known in Shas that Reish Lakish sometimes Rabbi Yochanan will pick him out like he doesn't know what's going on because of him. But most, as a rule, Amoraim are expected to have known all the Mishnah and all the Braytot, which is interesting because of what you're saying. Really, what you're saying is that they knew who the Chacham, that the Mishnah was, right. And now you're bringing the Braytot just like an extra limud to show us the Braytot. Really, we could have just said Chachamim. That's what you're saying, right? Yeah. Okay. So he says, our Rava doesn't like this. Rava says no.
But even more so now, Rava's going to
come in and say, no, that's not so pashut at all. Rava's going to say that our Mishnah sits well.
They're arguing about the text, and sometimes they do, but they're not
arguing. No, just who's... Right, who's the Tana? But look, it's got hashlachot for halacha, because if we say that this is the Tana, and we know there's a Mishnah somewhere else where this Tana says something different, we're in trouble, right? Which we'll see in a second. It's actually going to happen. But according to Rava, Rava's going to tell us now that this Mishnah can sit comfortably with any one of these Tanaim. It can work with Abba Shaul, can work with Rabbi Meir, and it can work with Chachamim. You can't prove from this anything about who the Tana Mishnah is. If I understood Rava properly, I'm not sure I did, but let's look. Amar Rava, la'aba Shaul, name ma'ala asu b'kodshim. He says, no. He says, because we wanted to say that Abba Shaul says that it's Rishon Letumah, right? Rishon Letumah. And therefore, and our Mishnah is clearly Rishon Letumah. So he says, no. We could say that that our Mishnah is Abba Shaul, and that the Mishnah did a ma'ala. A ma'ala, yeah, I think it's like a chumrah. Right, look at Rashi. Amar Rava l'Abba Shaul, nami d'amar t'chila l'kodesh, d'ka'aved l'kodesh shayni, mitarch t'nai matnitim. We could even fit our Mishnah with him nicely. Mitarch t'nai, right? We could mitarch our Mishnah according to Abba Shaul as well. D'vadai t'ful yomi d'oraita posel v'anam etame. What you're telling me is d'oraita. Obviously a d'oraita, it's only pasul but not metame. V'rabbanan asu ma'ala b'kodshim, and Rabbanan said that there's a ma'ala b'kodshim d'haved t'ful yom t'chila l'kodesh. And Rabbanan, not the Chachamim of the Mishnah, not the Chachamim, but Rabbanan is a rule. Chachamim say, made a mile or what? That a Tvulium Doraita is only posel. But the Rabbanan, maybe we could say that it's also Metame, the Rabbanan. The Have Kiyoche Rishon, Vose Shaini. Umatnitin, Bedoraita Ketani, Deinu Elbe Posel. But maybe Abba Shaul would agree that mit the Rabbanan it would also work. And our Mishnah is just talking about Doraita, and Doraita, everybody agrees Doraita, even Abba Shaul. So you can't prove anything. All you can say is our Mishnah discussing Rabbanan and Doraita? Our Mishnah, according to Abba Shaul, will even Abba Shaul would agree that Doraita, it's only possible. but maybe to Rabbanan he would tell you that it's different, and therefore our Mishnah discussing Daraita, but to Rabbanan it would work as well. That's the first answer Rabbi gives, so you can't really think. So Rabbi Nathan, Rabbi Meir also, he says, Rabbi Meir, Ochel Shaini. He says, as far as Rabbi Meir is concerned, who said that it's Shaini, Rabbanan, that's Rabbanan, right? Kevin de Tabal. No, sorry. Rabbi Meir Ochel Shaini and Rabbanan. Rabbi Meir is telling us that it's Shaini, but it's only a Rabbanan a Shaini. And Rabbanan, which is Chachamim, they say, no, it doesn't work at all. Why? Kevin de Taval. Because since this guy's a Tvulyom, he's been to the mikvah, right? Kalash Tuma, Pasul Mashvei, Tamei Lo Mashvei. And therefore they say, you know what? We are ultimately going to make it to the Rabbanan and Isur, because the guy after all has gone to the mikvah, and therefore the tume is kalush, it's much weaker, therefore it works. But you can't prove anything from this. Rav is telling us that the Tanya of our Mishnah is Dafka Chachamim. It could be Rabbi Meir, it could be Rabbi Abishal, it could be anybody, because the Mishnah is discussing Doraita, and on Doraita there's no machloket. Okay? That I think is what he says. Okay. Now, the Mishnah carried on and said, Huzadama Chayavin, right? That once the blood has been mazeh, and not mitzui, right? There is a mazeh. Now, if you go back a second, go back to the previous Amud, and look at the Tosfot. You'll see interesting. You look at Tosfot there. Right off my limbo. You know what? I wonder if these Tosfot are from this stuff. No. Look at Tosfot there. You see the Tosfot there? Divra Matchil Mitzah. Can you see that there on the previous Amud? He says, with regard to the chatat, the Mishnah Dafka chose huza. The bechatat of ika hazaa u mitzui. See that with regard to a chatat, are you with me, anybody in the Tosfot?
Where
the Tosfot on Chet Amud Aleph.
Yeah,
mitzah dama, right in the middle of the Amud, there's a mitzah dama. The first thought at the very beginning of the line. Big mitzah, mem yud. You got it? He says, mitzah dama, the gabechatat of nakat huza. We chose dafka huza. The bechater of ika hazaa u mitzui. Aval be ola leike ele mitzui. Right? What does it mean? And with the ola, there's only mitzui. There's no hazaa and mitzui. Right? And he says, eperush. What does it mean? She sochet ha basar. Right? He sochets the basar. Bedochak. The Shittim Kubetzin adds in there. Sochet basar bedochak, like hard. He smashes it, like squeezes it up against the wall. Vahadam yotze bedochak, and the blood comes squeezing out, right? Umitmatze. And there's mitmatze, it's like squashes out. Vahaza'ah, what's haza'ah, says the Tosfot? Hainu, she nitaz hadam al hamizbeach. The Shita adds in here with the kaf aleph. She nitaz hadam al hamizbeach, min hatzavar. Okay, le merachok. You see that? So hazaah is he holds the bird. Remember the kohen is standing on that ramp. Remember where the melikah is done above, right? Remember that? He walks up into the half the mizbeach and he goes onto that like ramp around the mizbeach and he's standing there on the right hand corner, the northern corner, I think it is. And he does the melikah. He squeezes the blood out of the neck from afar. And he takes the bird and he pushes it up against the wall and like does something like that down. Remember, chatat off is beneath the chutasikra, right? And chatat abahim is by the chutasikra. Or is the other way around? Yeah. Chatat off is beneath the chutasikra. And the ola is above the chutasikra. So it's all beneath the chutasikra. So that's really what's going on here. So now let's go back to our Gemara. Gemara says like this. Huzah dama chayamin. Right? From the moment that you do haza'ah, the Mishnah says, you now chayavim because of pigul notar in tameh. So Gemara says as follows. I lost my place. Hazah, okay. Me'ilahu deleika ha isur ikka. The same duke we had yesterday. That's the Mishnah yesterday as well, right? Gemara says, we're saying that after you've done hazah, there's no me'ilah. So the Gemara says, if there's no me'ilah, why are you telling me there's no me'ilah? Must be because there is nonetheless an isur. Right? We discussed this last night, remember? On yesterday's night, day before. Ha isur ikka. Look at Rashi. Ha isur ikka klomar isur achila. What's the isur? The isur here must be isur achila. Va'amai, why is there isur avia? Says the Gemara. We saw the same malach yesterday. Ha'ama mori de kohanimu. Echatata off, once you've done haza'a, the kohanim are able to eat it. It's theirs. So why is there isur achila? Right, look at Rashi there. Ma'amori de kohanimu me'acha shehuza dama shehutra lahem ba'achila. So with the same answers we gave yesterday, Amr Rabbi Chanina, le'yotzim Rabbi Akiva. He knows. What's the issue over here? There's no issue achila in normal circumstances. The issue over here, we're saying no meat eater, is an issue that's unique situation if the meat leaves the Beit HaMikdash area, right? That is the yotzin and Rabbi Akiva. Look at Rashi. I'm looking at yotze. Kumar sheyatza dahatam ik isur achila. When it left, it's isur achila. Rabbi Akiva who the amar zrikam what it liyotze. And Rabbi Akiva is the one who says that even if you went out and you still did zrika, so then it would help. What would it help? La afuke miday meila or shreifa. Give me the L. Avalav batachilehi. That's what we're telling us. Rabbi Akiva said that the zrika works, right? There's no longer meila, but you still can't eat it. That's what the issue is over here. Exactly what we saw yesterday. Look at Rashi here. Kedamim v'sof pirkin, aval achila lo meratze. You can't do it. V'hai hazaa nehi demahani lafuk kemida meila. Aval lahi. That's it.
He said it can't be late twice.
That's right. Aval hatir hayotze b'achila lo mahani v'hainu dekadayik aval isura ika delav bat achila hi. Okay, that was pretty straightforward. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. So now we're going to machlok at Amoraim here. Rav Huna says in the name of Rav, Mitzui chatata of enu ma'akev. Right? If you didn't do Mitzui, Rav, so Tosfa explained the nasty. The Hazai is you squeeze it out from far, and then Mitzui, you push it up against the Mizbech. He says the Mitzui is not ma'akev. Right? Look at Rashi, yeah? Mitzui chatata of tichtiba anishar wa'anotetani Rav huza dama. So Rav Huna says, Rav, why is it not ma'akev? Because the Mishnah says, huza dama. You have to do his hazaah, not mitzui. Right? Straightforward. And then Rashi, the ayin ma'akev, the kevan da hazaah, filu achi shalom mitzui, naset mitzvato, v'yatsev dam ilet, there's no longer ilet, that it's mitzvah, v'chayim la bishum not avar tamen, now you become chayiv, v'yatsev nami yechovato, da ayin ma'akev akapara. Full stop. Why? The tani Rav hazaah, Tani Rav Huza Dama. Rashi says, "Zeh b'Tani v'Manitin Gabechad Ha'Ov Huza." If you look at the mitzvah, we never learn mitzvah. We learn Hazaa. Almost feel the Tani v'Manitin Hazaa Ikar u'Mitzvah. The Ikar of the Avodah here is the Hazaa and not the mitzvah. Now, Rav Ada Bar Ava Amar, and the Gemara says Amar Rav, but the Masorah Shas adds in ya Rav Ada Bar Ava Amar Mishmei Derav. Now, I'm not 100% certain what that tikkun is all about. What's the difference to me if it's Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav or Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Mishmei Derav? I thought that maybe when he says Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, it's that he heard it from Rav himself. And Mishmei Derav, he's never heard it from himself, but he heard it, he said in the name of Rav. Okay, that's the only way that I can, I don't know if there's any note on that, I don't look, but that seems to be the ticket. If you look at the Mesura Shas there, of the Gimel there, Mesura Shas, it says Mishmei Derav Tzon Kodshim. So the Tzon Kochi makes a Haga'ah there that it's Mishmei Rav, not Amar Rav Ada Bar Ava Amar Rav. Maybe Rav Ada Bar Ava never actually learned with Rav.
You said Mishmei, this is our text
is going to be
the Tanei Rav?
If you look at the Mishita, if you look at the Mishita, Gimel, he adds in there Mishmei Rav. See that there? Uh-huh. What does it say in your note?
No, it's referring to the next line, but Tanei Rav meets Dema.
Mishmei Derav Vatani Rav. Now he's that Rav has a different version of our Mishnah. Right? Mitzui Charaf Ma'akev. Right? He says, no, according to Rav, Mitzui is Ma'akev. Rav Huna says the name of Rav, that only Hazai is Ma'akev, not Mitzui. Rav Adabar Ava says the name of Rav, that Mitzui is Ma'akev. You have to do the Mitzui as well. Right? Because we brought the previous answer was the Tani we learned to the Mishnah Huza, and yeah he says no. V'tane Rav Mitzadama. Rav learns this Mishnah differently. Rav says don't learn the Mishnah Huza Dama, learn the Mishnah Mitzadama. He's got a different version of the Mishnah altogether. Look at Rashi Abia. V'tane Rav, right? You look at the now the Besura Shas there the Dalit. V'tanei Rav b'matnitin. You see that? He actually puts in the word there, the Mesir Tashas. It says, V'tanei Rav b'matnitin. Right? Gabei mitzadama. And the Rashi says, B'matnitin gabei chatadaof mitzadama v'lo ketanei huzadama. He never learned huzah. He actually learns the Mishnah to read mitzadama. The Svirlewa, the mitzui nami ikar mitzvah havia u'ma'akev. So we've got two ways of understanding how to learn the Mishnah. According to Rav Adabar Ave, he's got a Mesorah. Then Rav changes the Mishnah. He doesn't learn the Mishnah with regards to Hazah, but Rav actually says Mitzui. And that's a pretty strong argument. Rav is a brighter. Toshma. Vahanishar badami matzeh shomis be'achatati. There's a pasuk over here. This pasuk comes from Vayikra. We have to talk about the chatov. Look at the pasuk says, "Vehizah midama chatat al kira mizbeach." Okay, v'hanishar badam. So the pasuk says first you mazit, you do hazaa, and then it says v'hanishar badam, the remnants, the leftover blood, yimatze al yosod hamizbeach chatat hu. Now pasuk says chatov, the Gemara says chatati. Okay, we're going to get to that now. So it says there, so it seems to be in the Mishnah that you've got Hazah, and then what's left over, you do Mitzui. Right? You with me, Ellen?
Yeah.
Right? So now, look at this. So it says like this, but the Tanya, Toshma, I've got a brighter, but Nisha, but I might say this one is Be'ach, Atati. So now, Bishlom, Rav Adabar Ava, Rav Adabar Ava, he's the one who says, that Rav says, that Mitzui is Ma'akev, right? The second stage is Ma'akev. Straightforward, the pasuk says straight out. Right? Hanishar badam, afagav yimatzeh chatati. Right? You have to do mitzui. El Rav Huna, according to Rav Huna, right, who says that mitzui is not ma'akev, right, that mitzui is not ma'akev. In fact, if you look at Rashi, Rashi actually says that. Look at Rashi. It says Elul Rav Huna da Amar Mitzui Lo Ma'akev. Right? Rashi actually writes it in. Right? My Vahanishar Kevan de Lo Ma'akev Lameli Dichtiv Vahanishar. Why do I have to have that at all? What's it going? What's it doing over there? Right. So Rashi adds this. The Shita adds in there Umeshane. And what's the answer? The answer is Kedetanya de Bar Rabbi Shmuel. This is why we've got the Hanishar. Because what does the Rabbi Yishmael say? She'im Nishar. That you only have to do Mitzui if there's blood left over. In other words, what is the Ikar? The Ikar is the Hazaa. You squeeze the blood from afar and you squeeze it all out. There's no Mitzui. Ah, you didn't manage to squeeze all the blood out. Do Mitzui. So it makes perfectly good sense. Right? So therefore, Rav Huna, who says that only the mitzvah, the Hazah is ma'akev, says simply that Nishar is like a bit of a, a default. Right? If you didn't finish the blood, the pasuk's telling you nonetheless, don't leave the blood in the animal, do mitzvah and get rid of all the blood. But the ikar is, so the Gemara says, okay, so then my chatati. So then what does the pasuk say when it says, because it seems to imply, that, look at the pasuk, v'hizah midama chatat lakir mizbeach, v'hinishar badam, yimatzeh el yesod hamizbeach chatati. When does it become a chatat? When you've done the mitzui. So how do you explain that? The Gemara says, no, that mitzui goes on the reisha. Actually, it's v'hizah chatati. In the middle is all in parentheses, in brackets. If you never had enough blood done in the first day, squeeze out the blood again by doing mitzui. But really, Hazaah and Chatat go together. So I'm we'll finish up quickly to the Mishnah. No, because tomorrow is quite a long day. And we're doing well, yeah. Now, if you're telling me now that this word vahanishar implies that it's only a if necessary, it's not if it happens like a default, and it's not the ikar mitzvah. So now, with regards to the mincha, it says vahanoteret. And what's the pasuk? Look at the pasuk. Vahanoteret mina mincha la'aron vanav kodesh kodashim meshe Hashem. There, when you take out the kemitzah, we're discussing whatever's left over. And that becomes Kodesh Kodesh Lashem. So are you telling me now that's also Vahanotir Hachinami She'im Nitotar? Are you telling me that also with the Mincha, you can bring a Mincha, you might have everything in the Kibitzah, nothing will be left over? Right? Look at Rashi there. When you do the kamitza with your fingers and you took out your portion, im nit otar, im there's left over, deke shirayim, le mitzvah shapir. Then it's beautiful. Vim lo nit otar, shim chishu shirayim, they aren't enough shirayim, they're ben kamitz lachtar, and late laba, big deal, we don't care, you're telling me. We understood that the whole important part of the korban mincha was took a kamitza and you had to have left over. And he said to me, only if you had left over, vahanotar, and if it was left over. Now the Gemara talking about time, maybe you want to say, hachinami, really the shirayim are not ma'akev. Look at Rashi here. Before you turn over. Vechitayim, you want to say, yes, right, that's what I mean, the shirayim lo ma'akve, that the shirayim and the mincha really aren't important. Vahatan, then we learn the pasuk says, misalta u'mishamna, from the solid and from the shemen. The matzah the mikhtav kram misolat u'mishamna. Could have said misolat u'mishamna. Why did it say misalta u'mishamna? My misalta u'mishamna. Shehek kol salta u'shmana kayam v'afilu shirayim. You have to have it all. Part of the mincha is that the pasuk, the diuk was, why didn't it say misolat u'mishamen? It said misalta u'mishamna. To tell us that they all go together. It's one big korban. And you have to have the shirayim. V'achemash misalta. Min ha'solet. Shehi b'sha'at kemitza. Shehek kulot. It's all the bit. Amad echishot shirayim akvay. If you haven't got shirayim, it isn't the proper korban. Right, v'hechi amrinan sheim lo nitotar lo makav. Therefore, you can't tell me that v'hanoteretia means lak v'hanishar. And big deal, you don't really have to have shirayim. If you have shirayim, beautiful. If not, not. Right, that's the Rashi actually just gave a prelude to the Mishnah, to the Gemara. V'atani misalta mishamna akol levonta prat shechasha salta v'chisha shemana v'chisha levonta. You have to have it all. So how can you tell me that? The Gemara said, "Amre hatam keti v'hanoteret krayetaira acha." Ketiv. He says it's different. Hanoteret is a krayetaira. But Hanishar is not a krayetaira. Why? Hanoteret is written twice. Look at this Rashi. There's a long Rashi at the very beginning. It's a redundant diktiv bay vahanoteret trezim. Now we go twice in the parsha of the mincha, twice it mentions vahanoteret. Vahanoteret, it says vahanoteret, and vahanoteret bimena, it says twice. Hanoteret bimena, vahanoteret minha mincha. The Shana Lamaktuv the Akev. Why did the Torah mention it twice? To Yudafka here is Ma'akev. Prat the Shechashra the Mashma Vanoter, Veloha Anoter Binanoter, Dashirai Minanotar Hakomets, Veloha Shechashra Shirai. You have to have Shirai Shirai. Avalachid Akais, look to the Vanishal Chud, I wrote it once. The Mashma Shim Nishar Minadam Yimatse, Vimori Sharan Ma'akev. If you have it, do it. If not Ma'akev, Vahad Kitve Treimi Ute Bemincha. So it's completely different altogether. It's a nice question, and it seems like a nice idea, but there the Torah writes it twice, vanoteret, vanoteret, just makev. Here it's only written once, not makev. Gemara is a kasha. Mativ, Avodah Shmuel. So Avodah Shmuel asks a question from Brayta. L'Rav Huna, right? Remember, Rav Huna was the one who said that it's not ma'akev, right? Rav Huna said that mitzui is not ma'akev, you only have to have hazah. So Rav Hunad echad chatata off echad lata off. So you got a chatat and a ola shemalkan that you did melika. Umitza daman chutzlim koman pasu. Ve'ein bochka, right? If you did here the mitza mitzui, right? Remember we saw according to that Tosfot on Amud Aleph. Go back to that was important. He said with regards to chatat off, there's hazaah and there's mitzui. But with Ola, there's only Mitzui. Remember? Ola only has Mitzui. There's no Hazaah. See how we're discussing the Ola and the Chatat, which have Mitzui. Right? We describe them all. So let's go again. He says, L'Rav Huna, Echad Chatat Of, Echad Lata Of, Shemalkan, U'mitza Daman, and you had Kavona while you're doing the Mitzui, Chutzlim Koman Pasu V'Ein Bo Karet. If you had Kavona, Chutzli Zmanan, right? Pigul V'Chavim Karet. Right? So now, what does it say there, that brighter? Chatatov or Latov, you did mitzui, and you had the wrong kavona, and you are chayav pigul, other with karat karat. Says, ketani mihat mitzah daman. And what does the brighter there say? Mitzah daman. According to Rav Huna, what should we be speaking about? There's no mitzui. Mitzui is not ma'akev with regards to a chatat, with me? Right? According to Rav Hun, Rav Adabar Ava Mishmeid Rav, he changed it around the Mishnah and said Mitzui. Right? And here it's Mitzui. Look at Rashi. Ketani mihat u'mitzah dama. Almed de Mitzui nami ma'akev b'chatat ha'of. Hoyel u'matzi mefagel bo kemo b'hazah. If you're going to tell me that at the time of doing the melocha, you can have a machshava pigul that is part of the avoda. If it's part of the avoda, then it must be makev. Now, I would argue there's a bit of a way to get around this. We know that emorim are not ma'akev in a korban kalim, but yet there is pigul in emorim. You with me? Remember that? We said that the emorim are not ma'akev.
What do you mean the emorim?
When you do, if you didn't do, put the emorim on the mizbeach, so the korban is not, not ma'akev. And yet there's pigul. So why is it more just knock it out by saying that? I just thought about that now in a second. Don't know the answer to that. So he says to him, so therefore it seems to be that it's a melocha with pigu. So why is it ma'akev? So he says, now what's his answer? He answers, letzadin ketani. We've seen this last one before. Letzadin means the answer isn't for both. Each one has its own answer. Look at Rashi, yeah? Letzadin ketani. Deshemalkan, when you did melika, mashma atarvayu achatof ulataof. Melika went for both. Right? Umitza. But when you did the actual mitsui, right? The mitsui itself. Umitza, umitza lo kai in the dama, take out the dama, the shit takes out. Umitza lo kai el olataof. The late behaza'a ele mitsui. Avachatada off the ika haza'a me'achar shelo piga ba'za'a lo matzivaga b'mitzui de mitzui adu ma'akev. He says, no, that's not, don't read it properly. You're reading the brighter wrong. You're going to read the brighter like this. Abba Shmuel le'rav huna echad chatata v'echad olata off she'malkan u'mitza daman chutzlim komo. The melika goes on both. The mitza only goes on the ola because the ola hasn't got haza'a. Therefore, with the chatat, which has got haza'a, if you weren't mefagel at the stage of Hazaa, you won't be able to do pigul at the stage of Malika, at the stage of Mitsu either, because Mitsu is not Ma'akev. Now, left out Yahu, Motiv Dab, Hu, Mefarikla. Right, he himself. So, Rav, the question was asked by Abba Shmuel. He asked the question to Gemara, and he answered the question. Now, it goes like it's Gufa. Let's look at that brighter, which we saw early on. Tanar Rabbi Shmuel, She'im Nishar Badam. Right, that was the answer we gave in the previous Amud Betya. We said, Rav Huna, what does it mean, Vahanishar? And we said, if it's left over, that's Rabbi Shmuel, that says, if it's left over, you do it. If it's not, you don't do it. So the Gemara says like this. V'guf atan Rabbi Shmuel, v'shim nishar v'dam, v'hatan it Rabbi Shmuel. We've got another Rabbi Shmuel here, Robin. That's, I think, now it's important to know who's who. We've got Steerers here. A little bit different, right? He says, v'haguf atan Rabbi Shmuel, hatam in another maksor, shirayim ma'akvin. That he says that shirayim do ma'akev. And yeah, the blood left over in the animal, in the bird, is shirayim, because we did haza'a, we squeezed out blood. Now we've got shirayim, leftover blood, we're going to do mitsu. We said, izma'at, look at Rashi there. Shim nishar badam, the mashmat shirayim, lo ma'akav, hatan Rabbi Shmuel, hatan beperek ezu mekom ani masechet zvachim. Shirayim ba'akvin, depluk Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, here there's a machlok, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel says, ma'akvin, Rabbi Akiva says, en ma'akvin, da ma'akvin, papa hatam, Rabbi says, they do good alma shirayim, da alma lo ma'akvin. Everybody agrees that shirayim, as a rule, aren't ma'akev. V'hacha b'shayrei chata ta'of. And this machlok in Zvachim is specifically Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, about a chata of our sugya. Dahainu mitzui kibenai, because the question is mitzui. Rabbi Shmuel sabar ma'akev, Rabbi Akiva sabar en ma'akev. So how can Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel there says it is ma'akev? And here, v'kashir Rabbi Shmuel, he says not ma'akev. Rashi says, yeah, kashir Rabbi Shmuel, ad Rabbi Shmuel. We've got a steer in the two Rabbi Shmuels. So what's the pashut answer Gemara's going to give? No, what's the answer? All right, look at the answer. Gemara says, no, not a big deal. Ike benayu, trai tanayi, v'alibad Rabbi Shmuel. The two tanayim, that each one has their own Masorah of how they learned Rabbi Shmuel. The one Masorah is Rabbi Shmuel says Ma'akev, and the one Masorah says Rabbi Shmuel says Eino Ma'akev.